Chapter 5. The World of the Past. Unit 9. The Rise and Fall of the Mongol Empire. Genghis Khan was ruler of the Mongol Empire, the largest empire in history, which extended across Central Asia from the Caspian Sea to the East Sea. Born into a small Mongol tribe in the 12th century, Genghis Khan was a political and military genius. His leadership and conquests united the Mongols and other nomadic tribes into a vast and wealthy empire. Genghis Khan's birth name was Temujin, which means iron worker. 13 years after Temujin's birth, his father, chief of their Mongol village, was poisoned by members of an enemy tribe. The young Temujin stepped in to take control, but he was denied the chiefdom by his own people. The Mongol poem, The Secret History of the Mongols, written during the mid-13th century, describes this part of Temujin's life. Tribe members left Temujin and his family to live on their own as best they could. Temujin did not wait long, however, to find loyal followers and build alliances. With these men, he formed an army and conquered neighboring tribes to extend his power. By 1206, Temujin wore the Mongolian crown. During his early rule over Mongolia, Mongol chieftains came to name him Genghis Khan. This title means both ruler above all others and prince who cannot be beaten. Unsatisfied with his present empire, Genghis Khan set out to conquer China, invading kingdoms across northern China. In 1215, he conquered Beijing, the capital of the Qin Empire. In 1218, the armies of Genghis Khan moved west and south. They took control of kingdoms across present-day Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and Iran. Smaller units branched off from the main army, conquering land as far east as the Caspian Sea. They also traveled as far north as the Russian city of Novgorod in 1240. Genghis Khan's armies were ruthless in their conquests, often burning villages and killing prisoners. Genghis Khan died in 1227. After his death, his son Ogede led the Mongol army in an invasion of Europe. Ogede's army completely destroyed a large part of what is now Hungary and Poland. Upon his death in battle, however, the Mongol generals pulled their troops from Western Europe. Kublai Khan, a grandson of Genghis Khan, next took control and completed the conquest of China in 1279. This was the beginning of the Yuan dynasty of China, which lasted until 1368. As a leader, Kublai Khan was somewhat different in that he was open to various religions. He accepted people from all religions, including Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, and Taoism. He also showed interest in the ideals of Confucianism and Chinese politics. The lack of cultural unity throughout the Mongol Empire, however, led to its downfall in the end. Upon the death of Kublai Khan, his empire split into various smaller empires. In the late 1300s, the Great Timur, a descendant of Genghis Khan, brought together some of the smaller Mongol empires. Another descendant of Genghis Khan named Babur set up a Mongol state in India in 1526. He named his powerful state Kingdom of the Great Mughals. The term Mughal comes from the Persian language and translates as Mongol. The Mughals, one of whom built the famous Taj Mahal, ruled in India until the 1700s when the British took control. Genghis Khan and the Empire of the Mongols played an important role in shaping Asian and European history. The empire encouraged contacts and connections across Asia and Europe. Although the Mongol Empire lasted less than 200 years, it brought together many of the different cultures and people of the 13th and 14th centuries.